As I said earlier, I'm Father TJ. I'm the Director of Vocations for the Archdiocese. So what does that mean? That means if you feel like God might be calling you to be a priest or a sister or a nun, brother, come and talk to me, and I'll put you in place with the right people. Or if you know any friends who would be good priests or nuns, you tell them to come talk to me, and I'll talk to them for you. One of the things I like to do for fun is play basketball. I was really excited today when the psalm was Psalm 84. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. When I heard that, when I pray that, sometimes I think of how awesome it must be to be in heaven playing basketball in the heavenly court. It would be like Michael Jordan in Space Jam, you know, where you could dunk from midcourt, right? So you've seen that? It's pretty cool. Also, it was really exciting to be here with the special ops from the Rockets, the pregame and midgame entertainment. So I was thinking about how much I like being a fan. I wanted to share a picture with you from something that happened a couple of years ago. I'm not sure if you recognize either of the guys in that picture. The guy on the right is me, and that was my real beard. I just shaved it for Mass today. No, just kidding. What happened in this picture was I got to meet him after the game in the tunnel there, and I was wearing the beard the whole game, and the people we were with were saying, "Hey, Father, you should take the beard off when you meet the players because it's not cool." And then we go back there, and the people that I was with saying, hey, let's get a picture of you with James Harden. And I had the beard in my pocket, right? And they said, "Hey, you put on the beard, Father, put on the beard." So I reach in my pocket and grab the beard to put it on, and James Harden looks at me and says, "What? Why is the beard hiding? Are you afraid of the beard? Are you ashamed of the beard?" I was like, no, Mr. Harden, no, big fan. So I love the Rockets. But I'm not here today to talk about the Rockets. We're here to talk about our faith. Talk about the gospel. I thought what I'd do is, I need a seminarian's help on this one. I thought what we would do is do a little activity to help bring the gospel to light. So I'm just wondering if anybody in the front few pews could help us out. Anybody want to volunteer to help out? Yes, ma'am. All right, how about here in my bag, I have a few items. What's that? Yeah. Hi, how are you? I'm Father TJ.
I'm Tara.
Tara, and you're from which parish?
St. John.
St. John's, very cool. Do you know what this is? It's a newspaper. What newspaper is this? You're going to ask your friends for help? What newspaper? The Texas Catholic Herald. This is a cool newspaper because it's got cool stories like this one right here. Right there. You guys see that right there? It's an article that they wrote last month about me. All right. And if you check out next issue, they're going to have some coverage on AYC. So I'm sure that some of their staff is here covering this. So check it out. This is a cool article, cool magazine, right? So what I'm going to ask you to do is I'm going to give you this. And then I'm going to say to you, you know what? I really don't like vowels very much. They're confusing. Right? I don't like vowels. So what I want you to do is I have a problem. Yeah, project for you. Yeah, vowels, you know, A-E-I-O-U. Remember that from English class? So what I want you to do is I want you to cut out all of the vowels in this first article on this page. All right? And then I want you to leave it so that the article is still remaining intact so I can still understand everything that's going on. No, this article here with all these letters.
No.
That's a pretty crazy request, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then what would happen if you were to do that, if I were to ask you to do that? First of all, would it be an easy project?
No.
Why not?
Because that's a lot of vowels.
That's a lot of vowels in an article, right? And is it really small?
Barely.
So it would be challenging to cut them out. What would it do to the paper itself?
It would tear it up.
It would destroy it. And then if you were to cut out all the vowels in this, and I would give it to your friends down here, would you be able to make sense of the article?
No.
Why not? Because there's some vowels. There's some necessary things that are going on in this article. We need the vowels, right?
We need the vowels.
Yeah, we need the vowels. We need the vowels, right? So what does that mean? Jesus told us a parable today, right? And that parable was about what? The wheat and the weeds. All right, so I'm going to go back up here so everybody can see me. Thank you, Tara, for your help. Thank you guys very much. So what Jesus is saying in the gospel is he said, look, there's somebody that came and sowed all of these weeds in the field. And they're worried about the weeds destroying the wheat. And so then they go to the master and they say, Master, let us tear out all of the weeds so that the wheat can be there. The master says, no, don't do that yet. Let's wait until the end. Let's wait until the end times, and then I will separate, when the harvest comes, the weed from the wheat. Well, similar to this experiment that I had you do, or theoretically had you do, cutting out all of these little small vowels in the article, it wouldn't make sense of it. It would tear it up. It would damage it too much, right? So what Jesus is telling us in this parable is that if we go into our lives and we rip away all of the evil and we tear out all of the evil people, then it's going to destroy life as we know it. And God says, I don't work that way. One of the second most common question I get as a priest is, Father, why do bad things happen? Why do bad things happen? It's a good question. It's one that's hard to answer. It's one that I have to answer a lot as a priest. When somebody's suffering, when somebody's dying, when we have an accident, when I have to go minister to people. That's a tough question. Why does bad things happen? In the gospel today, we hear that evil is a part of our life. It's part of our world. And the reason that it's a part of our world is because free will is a part of our lives. Free will is a part of our lives because God says, I love you so much that I'm going to let you make decisions. I'm going to let you decide how you want to live. And sometimes we make bad decisions. Sometimes we do evil things. Sometimes there's people in the world or in our lives that always choose the evil thing, to choose something bad. But what our God says is, He says, I'm there with you. I'm there with you in the midst of your struggle. As you who are trying to do good, you who are trying to love, you who are trying to live, I'm here with you. And I'm going to guide you, and I'm going to guard you, and I won't abandon you. It's a reminder to us that evil is a part of our lives. The theme of the conference this weekend is no cross, no crown. We know that the reality of life is that there is pain, there is suffering, and sometimes we're confronted with evil. But what our God invites us to do, what He asks us to do, is to trust Him, to love Him, to be open to Him, to be open to His Spirit touching us, guiding us, loving us, forming us, and shaping us. We have come here together today from all across the Archdiocese. And there are probably different issues, different challenges, different struggles, different ways that maybe we've encountered evil here in our lives. We bring those here before our God today to celebrate the Eucharist. To say to our God, we love you, we trust you, we know you're here. We know that you're going to guide us through the difficult times, and we know that you're going to love us. We bring the pain, the sorrow, the evil that we felt, we bring that to the Lord and say, Lord, through these struggles we have, help us to grow. Help us to embrace our cross, embrace the crown that we have, so that we can find you in the midst of our struggles, in the midst of our lives. We bring our pain, our sorrow, our suffering to our God because we know He's here with us. He won't abandon us. And like the parable that we heard in the gospel, He is going to be with us to the end. He's going to be sure to guide us and give us all the gifts that we need so that we can faithfully follow after Him. I'd like to share a difficulty that I had 3 years ago today. My grandfather passed away. And it was one of the most challenging parts of my priesthood because before my grandfather died, he asked me to be the one to bury him, to celebrate the funeral mass for him. I have a picture of my grandparents that I'd like to show you guys from my seminary time. My grandparents had come to the seminary when I was in seminary. That's my grandfather on the left. So he died 3 years ago today. That's also a fitting remembrance and reminder to me because of the feast day that we celebrate. We're wearing white today because of Saints Joachim and Anne. Saints Joachim and Anne are Mary's parents. They're Jesus' grandparents. And they had a special role, special relationship for our Mother Mary, teaching her how to love, teaching her how to be a mom. Those of us that have had a chance to spend time with our grandparents, we're blessed. We're blessed by their experience. We're blessed by the ways that they touch our lives. I have a lot of faith and trust that my grandfather has been called home to heaven. One of the awesome, beautiful, amazing things about our Catholic liturgy is that when we gather together to celebrate as a family, our brothers and sisters that are already in heaven, they join us. When we celebrate Eucharist, heaven and earth come together to meet as one. And I would ask you in a special way that if you've lost a loved one, maybe within the last year, maybe since the last time we gathered at this conference, ask you to imagine your family members being here with us, surrounding us with their prayers and praises. We believe that the angels and saints pray with us. And we pray that our loved ones are gathered with us as we celebrate Eucharist, as heaven and earth come together. We ask our loved ones to continue to pray for us, those that have gone on to heaven, that are with our Lord in heaven, that they pray for us, that they walk with us, that they guide us, that they ask to give us strength and courage in our lives. So when life is difficult, when things are challenging, when the evil of the world presses down upon us, we will have that courage and strength from our God in heaven. From all the angels and saints that are with us, that gather their prayers together to lift us up. As we continue today giving thanks in this Eucharist, we ask the Lord to touch our lives in a special way. To give us the strength and courage to carry the cross that we have in our lives. To guide us along our way so that we may faithfully follow Him. And we also celebrate Mass today by offering this Mass for our loved ones who have gone on before us. Those that we pray are with our God in heaven, and we ask for their prayers for us so that we may faithfully follow our God and be the very best disciples possible.